Now, just for a minute, let's forget about the credit crunch. Let's gloss over the fact that the high street is struggling, and let's pretend that a gallon of petrol doesn't really cost more than £5. Let's just try to be positive. Welcome to the Shropshire Star's Sunday Supplement, a weekly look at some of the highlights from the past week, a chance to preview forthcoming attractions, and hopefully an opportunity to show that there are still plenty of good news stories around our county. Thursday saw the finals of the inaugural Pride of Shropshire Awards, a new competition to reward and recognise those who go the extra mile to make a difference in their communities. These are the type of people who don't seek their 15 minutes of fame, but who richly deserve it. The big winner was Meals Got Talent, a community collaboration which has brought young and old together in a corner of Shrewsbury and is breathing new life into the estate. But there were also prizes for green families, young entrepreneurs, carers, volunteers and people of courage. The Shropshire Star's classified advertising manager, Sally Evans, looks back at what proved to be an emotional evening.
Pride of Shropshire Awards held last night was one of the most fantastic events that I've had the privilege of being involved with. It was an amalgamation of 12 months' work between the partnership and Shropshire newspapers. And what was so great about last night was that every person that had been nominated that was there for their own specific reason, had their own specific story. Many of them were very heart-rending. A lot of the carers and the volunteers had got problems of their own, but still find time to help other people. On the Courage Award, there was young David, who was 8 years old, who was covering from an air gun accident, and Sophie Foxley, who we all know and love because she's of a battle against cancer. And then there was a fantastic group called Meals Got Talent, and Meal have worked hard to bring together this group of kids with very little funding, the help of Shropshire County Council, etc. It was just fantastic. And everybody really enjoyed it. And the great thing is, we're going to do it all again next year.
Now, have you booked your summer holiday yet? Well, if not, the Shropshire Star could be coming to the rescue this coming week with an 8-page holiday supplement. Our travel editor, Amy Bold, has put together a mixture of ideas for getaways on our doorstep, across Europe and to far-flung destinations. There's the latest Welsh offers and also news on the best packages for travelling to Beijing for this summer's Olympics. Talking of overseas, we might not have any English interest in the Euro 2008 football championships, but the domestic season is just around the corner. Shrewsbury Town now know who they'll be facing in their opening match of the season, as Paul Simpson begins his first full campaign in the manager's hot seat. The Shropshire Star's Shrewsbury Town writer James Garrison gives his take on the new fixture list.
The new Shrewsbury Town fixture list came out this week for the 2008-2009 season, and I think Paul Simpson will be quite happy with the start that his team will have. It's the first full season in charge for Simpson, so he'll be very anxious to get off to a good opening and make sure he hits the ground running early on. And a home game against Macclesfield in the first weekend on August the 9th provides that opportunity. Macclesfield are a decent lower league team who've always held their own in League 2. But Shrewsbury will be confident of getting off with 3 points and giving their fans a flying start to the season. After that, there's two tough games against Exeter and Aldershot, the two teams who came up from Blue Square Premier last season. They'll be anxious to get off to a good start and pick up some early points to ensure they're not involved in a relegation scrap this season. So Shrewsbury will have to be aware, particularly when they go to St James's Park at Exeter on the 16th of August, in what will be Exeter's first game back in the Football League. Trip to Notts County follows those two games, followed quickly by another away trip at Morecambe, and a home game against Gillingham. Further on down the fixture list, Shrewsbury go to Chester on the 20th of September, and the return comes in January on the 10th of the new year, in what is sure to be two really eagerly anticipated games, as are the clashes with Port Vale on the 17th of January at Vale Park, and earlier in the season on October the 11th at Otley Road.
Whether Shrewsbury Town will win anything on the pitch next season is anyone's guess. But the club is already in pole position to win one award for their off-the-field activities. They're among the finalists in the 2008 Shropshire Business Awards, which will be handed out at an Oscar-style ceremony in Telford on Friday night. The football club has made it to the final three in the Best Sport and Leisure Business category, where they are alongside their arch-rivals Telford United. In the Showpiece Company of the Year category, the prize is certain to go to Telford this year, since all three finalists are based in the town. So will the top prize go to Dodd Group, Epson, or Telford College of Arts and Technology? Well, don't miss Saturday's Shropshire Star to find out, and keep your eyes on the following Monday's business supplement for more in-depth coverage and pictures. And the good news just keeps on coming. It's school prom season, the time of year when parents fork out on posh frocks and sharp suits for the end-of-year showcase for their children. We've been collecting your school prom pictures over the past few weeks, and the best of them will be published in a special supplement on Saturday. And then on Tuesday, we'll also be bringing you a fascinating insight into how the county has changed over the past 100 years. Our feature writer Ben Bentley has got his hands on a copy of the official Collins map of 1908 and compared it with the latest version, which is about to hit the streets. If you're one of those people who remember the days before Telford existed and the time when Tongue Castle stood in the way of the M54, you'll find it makes fascinating reading. So check out your copy of the Shropshire Star next week to find out that it's not all bad news.